particular emphasis on defense. You guys held them to a really poor shooting night.
Yeah, there's been a huge emphasis on defense because that's an effort skill. So our emphasis has been effort. So defense and rebounding has been a key. And the rebounding margin of 58 to 23 is exactly what we were looking for. That is one of the defensive skills we've been focusing on.
Often after a loss, you talk, ask your team to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about some of the changes that you asked from them for this before this game?
What I just talked about, defensive rebounding. I mean, our effort has to be better on the defensive end of the floor. It would really help our offense. We haven't been relaxed on offense because we haven't been getting the job done on defense. Rebounding has been a huge problem, and we've really focused on rebounding. I think when you do that, even in the first half, we didn't play great offense because we've had different lineups out there that it's going to take. Offense is going to take time to gel together and to get timing and spacing. All those things take time. That's much easier. And if you're relaxed to make shots, and you can't relax if you can't stop anybody, and you know you can't stop them. So I think we've just focused so much on our effort. We just wanted to come out, and I think that's what we did in the first half. We played so hard on defense and rebound, and we couldn't relax on offense. We didn't know how to shut it down. We went to the other end of the floor. And in the second half, we were tired. So it shut down the other end of the floor. All of a sudden, our shooting and our offense looked better, and that's just because we had worn ourselves down and relaxed a little bit.
The two freshman starters have anything to do with the efforts?
Well, we had two freshman starters, and then we brought a freshman off the bench first in the post. So all three of the freshmen that finished the game, we really liked the effort at the end of the Old Dominion game. And those three have been working very, very hard, especially, you know, in practice. And so we just wanted to give them a shot and give them a chance. And they had earned that opportunity, and now they're starting to get a better understanding, and so they're going to keep playing more and more. The effort's there, and the effort is inspiring. I mean, they're fearless as well as being confident. Yeah.
Coach, you mentioned the confidence. The team really seemed confident tonight in this game more than they had in other games. What was the difference tonight?
Well, the only way you can gain confidence is by working hard, and I think we've really been focused on our increasing our work ethic, increasing our commitment, and we can do that, you know, once finals are over and they have more time. So we've been putting more time in, and we've been putting a better effort in that time. It's been quality time.
On the defensive end, I mean, two of their hottest players coming in. You know, Grace and Lawson, you're able to hold them down tonight for the most part. I think Grace got some points late.
Yeah.
Defensively, that was the key.
Well, I think it was really important, and we played these guys last year, so we knew how good Grace was. And we were really, same with Lawson, we really keyed on them. We talked about them a lot in film, pregame, and, you know, we said if we can really shut them down and not let them hurt us, that would be the biggest start, as well as giving them one shot now. And I thought we did a great job. You know, only three offensive boards, I think, at halftime. And so that was really important to only give that the entire team one shot and out. Yes?
Sure. You're headed back home this weekend.
So yes.
What are your expectations for that game?
A big crowd. I think, you know, between my family and friends, and Vicky Pikett is from the same high school as me in the same area, and Lisa Sermignano's from Jersey, Chanel Chisholm's from New York, and Claire Drosch is from New York. So I think between all of us, and I've even heard some of, like, Jency Rhodes' family's going out there, and so I think we're going to have a really big following. It may be the biggest crowd Princeton's probably had this season, but there'll be a lot of black and gold there. I've heard from a lot of people from, you know, college days to high school days, and that I haven't heard from in a long time, just noticing that we were coming out there, and it's always fun to play in front of friends and family, and it's been a long time coming. We haven't been out there at all. And I, you know, hadn't played, and of course Vicky played right at Rutgers, so I know it's going to be a big homecoming for her as well.
Time for one more? All right.
Thank you.